Now that it's out there. Are you my girlfriend? By the way, if you say no, I'll never be happy again. Not to put you on the spot.
I think I have to go to the bathroom.
You might as well go ahead and eat. She's not coming back anytime soon.
This is ridiculous. We're shopping for a party. This store didn't have a party section.
Yeah, it does, and here we are.
Now, I have to say, Penny, I don't understand why you, of all people, are encouraging Leonard to do this.
Well, I'm his girlfriend. Of course I'm going to support him.
You're his girlfriend for now. Yeah, maybe you're not aware of this, but there is a rich tradition of men at sea finding comfort in each other's arms and britches.
Hey, this is a big deal for Leonard, okay? He gets to work with Stephen Hawking, who, by the way, will not be on the boat. I checked it out.
It's not that big of an opportunity. Even if Hawking's theories are correct, all they prove is where the universe came from, why everything exists, and what its ultimate end will be. You know, me? I'm interested in the big questions.
Oh, my God. Sheldon the genius is jealous of Leonard.
I'm not jealous. I'm just very unhappy that good things are happening for him and not happening for me.
Look, sweetie, this is a natural thing to feel, okay? But just because good things are happening to Leonard doesn't take anything away from you. You know, let me tell you a little story. Once there was a girl who worked at the Cheesecake Factory, and she wasn't very good at her job.
It was you.
It wasn't me. But she was also an actress, and we were both up for the same part in a toothpaste commercial. She got it. Look, I was so jealous, but instead of ripping out her fake blonde hair...
You ripped out your own fake blonde hair.
I looked her in the eye, smiled, and said, I'm happy for you. Because that's what friends do.
They lie so they don't look petty.
Yeah.
How?
Like this. I am so happy for you.
Wow. No wonder you didn't get that toothpaste commercial.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to apologize for Amy last night. She was completely out of line. Are you not speaking to me, or did the screen freeze again?
Amy wasn't the problem.
Okay, I know. It was me. I pushed too hard. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You know, I've been thinking that maybe meeting somebody one-on-one is too intense. So, Friday night, my friends are having a party.
A party?
A little one. It's a farewell for Leonard, so all the attention will be on him. If you wear something brown and sit on the couch, they won't even know you're there.
I'm not sure.
Please.
Raj.
Come on, don't make me beg. And I'm from India, so I know how to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. This means a lot to me. My friends are like my family. Unless you don't like them, in which case they're dead to me.
Have you ever spent a long time in a boat before?
Yeah.
Are you referring to the time we got stuck on the Small World ride at Disneyland?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Leonard. Working out on the North Sea for months? That's really something.
I know. As far as science goes, this is the adventure of a lifetime.
Well, maybe your lifetime I went to space.
Not a competition.
You're right. You're right. I'm really proud of you, and I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. And space beats water.
Rajesh, I thought Lucy was coming.
She is. She's just running a little late. You know how it is. Girls always fussing about their hair, their makeup. She'll be here. Just give it a rest, okay?
Can I have your attention, everyone? That's a B flat for those who don't have perfect pitch. I would like to propose a toast to my best friend, Dr. Leonard Hofstadter. He has been presented with a wonderful opportunity, and I couldn't be happier for him.
thank you, Sheldon. That must have been very hard for you to say.
Well, I mean it. I'm really happy for you. And that's how you get a toothpaste commercial. Cheers!
Cheers!
It was really nice of you to try to be happy for Leonard.
Thank you.
It must have killed you when I went to space.
Oh, no.
Buddy, you okay? Oh, man.
What's going on?
Go ahead, read it.
Raj, I can't come to the party. This is all just too much for me. I don't think we should see each other anymore. Sorry, Lucy.
Excuse me.
Raj, I'm so sorry.
Me too.
It did not kill me when you went to space. Monkeys went to space.
Well, here we are.
Yep. Really gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too.
Penny, we're in the red zone. You see, the white zone is for loading and unloading. We're breaking the law.
Okay, but there's no space in the white zone, so.
Anyway. We can email, and I think the phone connections are pretty good.
All right, you have to get out of the car right now. I'm not going to jail for you.
Would you just relax?
Oh, I see a space in the white zone. Quick, circle the airport.
Did you bring enough inhalers?
Yeah.
And extra Dramamine? You remember what happened on It's a Small World.
No, I'm covered.
Okay.
Oh, dear Lord, a police officer's glancing in our direction. We've been made.
Calm down, I'm getting out. Something I want to give you.
Oh, Leonard.
All right, it's just a heart-shaped locket with a picture of Leonard's face in it. He got them all on clearance. Now move, move, move.
I love you.
I love you too.
Don't worry, officer. They just love each other. We're not smuggling drugs.
Raj, it's Penny. Are you in there?
Hang on.
Hey, I'm just coming back from the airport. I wanted to see how you're doing.
That's very nice of you. Come on in.
Can't stay long. I left Sheldon in the car with the window cracked open. He's gonna go through that activity book in like 30 seconds, so. Are you okay?
No.
So sorry.
Oh, it's my fault. You know, I finally found someone who's right for me, and I drove her away.
Oh, Raj.
Betty, I missed her already.
I know how you feel. I miss Leonard, too.
What is wrong with me? Why can't I ever have love?
You will.
No, I am unlovable.
Oh, that's just the booze talking.
No, it's not. I haven't had a drink since last night.
You're talking to me.
I am. And now I'm crying for a whole different reason. I guess what I'm saying is, I get where Lucy's coming from.
That's great. Do you want some wine?
No, water's fine. Anyhow, I've been thinking about it a lot, and I totally see why Lucy did what she did. I pushed too hard, but you know what? If I back off, maybe give her enough space, maybe there's still a future for us. Yeah, the funny thing about life is that, you know, sometimes something you think is going to be good.
Does he ever shut up?
But then it turns good again, and that means it's better than if it had never been bad for a while. And now, now things aren't good. They are, in fact, very, very bad. But at least my heart is starting to heal. Slowly but surely. How I cried. It was like a little thunderstorm on my face. But I'm a man, okay? So I need to pull myself together, pick up a pen, and get it all out in my journal. I mean, it's not all all bad, right? Having my heart broken has allowed me to finally speak in front of you, so, you know, a silver lining.